around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it is nice to have all of you here with us today and on time. Appreciate that. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. Well, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, July 19th, 2025, when we broadcast this show live. If your station airs it on delay, well, we are sorry about that, but at least you know the time, so what we're talking about today makes sense to you. And our 120 minutes of everything and anything in the world of travel is what is ahead for all of you today. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. It is a beautiful day here in the New York area, 72 degrees. I'm not looking at the Pacific Ocean, but it does remind me of San Diego weather. No humidity, blue skies, gorgeous.
Listen, mid-Atlantic and southeast, between flooding and heat warnings, they've got some issues going on. That's the the red zone for all this country today. Rudy, how's life in St. Paul today?
Just fine. A lot of rain, but mild temperatures have come back, as it sounds like it has in your neighborhood.
All right. Well, that's good for you. We're glad to hear about that. And Bobby, what's the good word from Dallas in the Network Command Center?
It is hot and sunny here in the Dallas area, and we're just all trying to remain cool in the July Texas heat.
Well, that's good. Listen, I think if I'm correct, Cowboys training camp starts this week, right?
Yep, they are out there starting on Monday, and then next week I'll be out there in California. So
yes, okay, so get on that plane, head on out there, and enjoy Oxnard. So that's get some strawberries, I guess.
That's what they say. They say it's all about the strawberries out there.
We've stopped there. Strawberry picking out in California.
Is that where their training camp is, in Oxnard?
Yes, it is. Yes. Now, Rudy, Bobby's only been going there for how many years now, but it's okay. It's it's funny. That's where they are. They go to California.
Now the weather will be cooler, probably. Yeah.
Buy your tickets now. All right, well, listen, we are going to begin by welcoming another new affiliate to our network, and this station pushes us now to 609 weekly stations airing the program across the USA. Mary, you want to give the welcome?
Yeah, warm welcome and big thank you to News Talk AM 1040 and FM 94.5 WHBO Radio. They're in the Pinellas Park section of Florida. That is the Tampa DMA or Media Market number 12.
Yes, they are. They're right across the bay there in St. Petersburg.
New listeners.
Exactly. Yeah. Pinellas Park, like that very much. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Now we're going to share the results of our latest travel polls. For the most part, what these polls showed, it's something we already knew. We have a great listening audience across the country. They're patriotic, love America, and the greatness of our nation. Here's what I mean. As question one asked, are you enthusiastic about celebrating America's 250th anniversary that's ahead? And the results are 86% yes, 14% no. Now, I got to talk to, we should stay positive, but I'm going to go, I think the 14% of you who voted no, it's pathetic. Okay. The results should be 100%. It should be. I mean, listen. But there are negative people in life, so too bad for you. And we'll move into question number two. Are you likely to travel somewhere in the USA to celebrate America's 250 that's ahead? Those results said 63% yes, 37% said no. Many great areas of our country to celebrate, Mary. I mean, so that's great.
You know what? I applaud the 63% that want to get out and go someplace else for America's 250. But as we learned a few weeks ago with Lynn Young, who's on the commission for America's 250, you don't necessarily have to. There's a mayor's task force. Each town within the United States, all over in all 50 states, will be celebrating. So
well,
to
Rudy,
the 37% that aren't traveling, you'll find something
to do. As we say a lot, you don't have to go far in this country to enjoy what's in your backyard, right?
Correct. So, I mean, I wonder how many of the, I'll be traveling domestically, but whether I'll be traveling domestically to celebrate that, I don't know. I guess if there's some huge
well, if there's something going on,
my
exactly.
eye, you know,
right? Right.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you, next year I would love, and we're going to see if we can try to figure that out, because the state fair that they're going to do on the National Mall in D.C. for the 4th of July weekend. They're going to have like all the states involved.
Each state's
about.
Going to be
That'll
represented.
That'll be a cool thing.
Yeah.
I just don't know logistically whether we can pull it off to do the show live, but we'll have to see about that. So, all right. Anyway, new travel polls are now up on the show website, rmworldtravel.com, so go check them out. And we will jump into the travel news roundtable right now. We've got about 3.5 minutes. So, Mary, where do you want to go?
Sure. So last week we mentioned the new TSA rule applying to shoes. You no longer have to take your shoes off during TSA screening. This week, Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem announced that TSA will open security lanes dedicated to families and military service members. Families on the Fly will create dedicated security lines for families with small children and give families a $15 discount for TSA pre-check enrollment. And they've been piloting this at Orlando International. It's done well. It's not being rolled out to every airport as of right now. It's currently at Charlotte Douglas, and planned expansions are coming soon to John Wayne, Honolulu, Jacksonville, Rhode Island, and Tampa International. And the Honor Lane, which will expedite security checkpoints for military service members and their families, opened in Nashville last month. And these new military lanes are available at 11 different airports, will be expanding, particularly near military bases. And there is some rumbling. Noem did come out and suggest that they are at least looking into a possible change on policy of liquids and how much passengers can take.
We love it. Listen, we love it. This show is heard in D.C. there. We talked about this last week. You know, again, just absolutely love it. And I guess, Mary, I'll just say, based since Tampa is one of those markets, our new affiliate there, WHBO.
That's right.
Which is a great airport, Tampa. Yeah. They're going to get, you know, first crack at some of these changes.
Families on the Fly coming soon to you. Yeah.
All right, Rudy, what do you got?
Well, after 3 years in top spot as the world's most livable city, Vienna, Austria, has been dethroned by Copenhagen, Denmark, according to the Economist's intelligence survey. The reason given was uncertain. They have a decline in stability, they call it, and the bomb threat at the Taylor Swift concert in Vienna didn't help Vienna's image. So it's dropped to number two. But for 3 years, it was the most livable city. So Copenhagen is number one now. Vienna's number two. Zurich, Switzerland, three. Melbourne, Australia, four. And Geneva, Switzerland, five. No U.S. cities on the top 10 list. The only North American one is Vancouver, which is number 10.
Well, we'll be there in a couple of weeks, we'll check that out. So, all right. Well, I will throw out this week, you know, all right. So there are airlines out there that we would not fly. I mean, in the U.S., Spirit and Frontier certainly are top of the list. Avelo's another, you know, as their flights, their planes, they're comprised of older jets. You know, that means higher operating costs, more breakdowns, other issues. Well, this week they announced they are shutting down West Coast operations, citing financial challenges. Never like to hear that with an airline. And they'll now try to stay afloat by focusing on East Coast service. But immediately following that news, an airline that we would fly that fits into the lower cost operators and so forth, Breeze Airways, as they fly the new Airbus A220s, they announced they'll add new service on the West Coast to take over those routes abandoning. And then I'll throw out that abandoning that Avelo is, I should say. I have to look up before the show. Ford sells about 2.1 million cars in the U.S. annually, about 4.5 million globally. Since the 2nd of July, so 17 days, they have recalled more than 1.7 million cars, okay? Three different recalls. One is for fuel injector defects and fire risk. Another is cameras that can cause crashes. And yet another is a fuel pump failure that can cause loss of power when driving.
Yikes.
If you have a Ford car, call the dealership. Don't even wait to get that, all right? Serious. All right. Music tells us we got to go to the break. Our first sponsor break of the day is here. After the break, we're going to take you to Canada. We're going to talk Car Rental Express. Later in the hour, we're going to discover America. That means the negative 14% of you out there, well, you're likely going to learn something. We'll be right back.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
As America turns 250, we're not just looking back, we're going across mountains and music cities, monuments and main streets, because America isn't just something to remember, it's something to experience. Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century. Their tours celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America unforgettable. So if you're ready to go, go with the people who know it best. Visit gocolette.com/United States. That's gocolette.com/United States, or find that link at ouremeraldtravel.com under sponsors.
True Home Security is having a system that's proactive, not just reactive. Old school security systems only react once the damage is done. But SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. You'll get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free at simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find that link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Okay, it is time for us to get into the guest portion of the program now. And as we move into this B block, all things car rental are going to be our focus for these next 10 minutes. But first, we're sponsored by Seabourn.
Next month at this time, we're going to be doing our second live broadcast from the Seabourn Quest as part of the big two-week Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise. And this is the perfect pairing of luxury as you sail on a smaller, more intimate ship combined with effortless adventure and a lot of fun.
You know, we can attest, you'll be pampered with intuitive and personalized service. These are moments we all live for, right? Go check out Seabourn.com for more information or show specials. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, when you rent a car, you likely rent from companies like Avis, Hertz, Sixt, National, Enterprise, or others. But have you heard of Car Rental Express? Well, we've known this Canadian-based company and its founder for more than 12 years now. Today, we're about to be joined by the founder's daughter and company president, Robin Levy. To maximize our time with her, off to the show hotline we go.
Well, to Vancouver, Canada, Mary, we go, where we're going to be in a few weeks. Robin, nice to have your voice heard across our national airwaves. It's been a while since we last connected with your dad on air. Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Hello, good morning. Thank you very much for this opportunity, and it's very nice to meet you.
Well, likewise as well,
likewise.
Certainly. So, as Mary said in your setup, you know, many people listening across the USA right now, you know, they likely rent vehicles from Avis or Sixt like we do, or other operators, Hertz, National, Enterprise, Thrifty, whomever. But I look at Car Rental Express as kind of an antithesis in the industry, as you're very successful serving travelers as a B2C company, but you also work with a wide range of folks who rent cars, and therefore you're successful as a B2B company as well. So before we go too far into this discussion, I want you just to share a quick overview of Car Rental Express and how you and the team continue to build on that today.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So Car Rental Express, also known as CRX, was started in 1999 by my father, Stanley Levy. And he was a bit ahead of his time. He had his own car rental company in Vancouver. And during the dot-com boom, he saw or he noticed that the big guys, like you mentioned, Hertz, Avis, Budget Dollar, etc., were getting a presence online. And he thought, hey, what about a small independent? So that was the birth of CRX, of Car Rental Express, which started out as a travel network site where renters could go and rent and book online with car rental companies. But what made CRX unique, like you said, is that he catered and only displayed independently owned car rental companies, small mm-hmm. ones, mom and pop ones, as well as mid-tier. And so, yes, it started with carrentalexpress.com. He had a small team in Vancouver. And then that slowly morphed into not just the travel website, but he noticed that car rental companies needed a booking engine at their website so that they could book online, or renters could book, I should say, online in real time, cancel or change their reservation information. So he started to lease out the booking engine that powers Car Rental Express to their websites. So that morphed in that direction. And then a little bit later, he started to partner with large travel network sites. The first one being kayak.com. It was actually before they were Kayak, and then they changed their name. And we have a very long-standing relationship with them. And then again, over time, we have branched out to other large network sites like skyscanner.com, VIP cars, auto rentals, mm-hmm. and others. So
yeah, the company has just grown.
Yeah. In a nutshell, yeah.
Yeah,
Rob, grown over time.
Yeah, and what a smart business, because it's just as relevant, if not more relevant today than it was then. And as you mentioned, you cater to mom and pop locations, name brand operators. I'd love to hear a little bit more about the level of customer service that you provide. You are well known for this, for both renters and for renting partners.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we are a small team, but customer service is definitely at the top for us, the most important thing. On the B2C level, so for the renters, we have obviously on our website a contact, a support link. And if there are ever any problems, it goes to our support department. If they aren't able to handle it quickly, it comes to me. And we take care of issues very quickly. If they have a problem with the rental company, within minutes, we are in touch with the rental company and issues get resolved very quickly. On the B2B level, with our agencies, our suppliers around the world, if they have issues, whether it be with the software or with connections, with setups, whatever it is, most of them have my direct phone number, actually. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the clock and mm-hmm. I get WhatsApped or called. And like I said, within minutes, if it's something that I can't solve personally, mm-hmm. I speak with my CTO or with my support department. And again, the issue gets solved very quickly. Yeah. So I think that's what makes us stand out, is that we are approachable.
Well, again, mm-hmm. I encourage folks to go check out CarRentalExpress.com. Yeah. I want to take you down this direction, and we'll see if we can save some folks some money when they rent. Because, you know, although it's not something that's always possible, we say a way to avoid, you know, a host of the aggravating taxes and fees, you know, added to vehicles. Mm-hmm. It's not to pick up your rental vehicle at an airport. You know, instead, rent from a downtown location. If your hotel or resort has a location, right? So I'll get your thoughts on that in a minute. But I'd also like to hear, Robin, since this is your wheelhouse, it's a question that we get pretty frequently on the show from listeners. Do you recommend that renters take the extra rental insurance, or in most cases, is their personal insurance or a premium credit card offering enough protection? So what say you on both those items?
Yeah, it's most important to understand the insurance, and it really depends. A lot of credit cards do cover, but you need to understand what they cover. It also depends where the renter is. For American renters, it's very different from renters coming, for example, from Europe. Where the credit card may not cover what a U.S. credit card will cover. Personally, I often recommend, or I recommend that they take as much insurance as they can afford. We never know what's going to happen, renting a vehicle, a moving vehicle. So my suggestion is always to take as much insurance as possible, but again, to understand what their credit cards do cover in advance so that they know at what level they should take.
Okay. Robin, we're talking a lot about B2C, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are going to go to carrentalexpress.com, and they should, and take a good look at this for their own personal rentals in the future. But I do want to give you an opportunity, since we're heard nationally on nearly 610 weekly stations. If there's a local business out there, you know, hearing the broadcast and they rent vehicles, share some benefits you bring on the B2B side about why they could partner with you guys and why it would benefit them.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. And we welcome anybody who would like to be listed at Car Rental Express. But they should know also that it's just not just Car Rental Express where they'll be listed. The other partner sites that I mentioned can give them global exposure that way. We also have our booking engine, the CRX booking engine I mentioned, that they can use. Even if they use a rental management system, a different one, we connect to 17 or more major rental management systems around the world. So they can use that for the contractual end of things, and our online booking engine, which will connect via API connection. Also, they have access to our renter rated program, which has been in existence, I think, since the inception of CRX, where renters have the opportunity to rate the company with which they've rented. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the more ratings, the better, the higher ratings, the better. So they'll have access to all of that and a slew of other things that they can see on our website.
So they can do that as well. So something I'll ask, love your thoughts on this, because Mary and I sometimes we're there at the desk, we're renting our car, and we see the folks next to us, maybe they don't know that much about traveling or something, and they're being upsold. You know, you can see a couple getting into a supersized SUV, and you know if they just booked a midsize or a small SUV, they'd be saving. So what are some things you say folks should consider when choosing a rental car company?
Absolutely. They should definitely know what they need. If they need a compact car, stick with the compact. Avoid the upsell. It's obviously going to cost more money. and also to really look into the policies of the car rental company, read them, not just tick the box, look, see what their policies are, whether they require a deposit, what sort of things that they need. It's really, really important to look at these things prior to renting the vehicle. And if they have questions, to contact the agency or to contact us.
Yeah, certainly. Well, listen, just looking at the time, we have so many things we could go into. I will say this, you know, we have a personal connection segment of the show.
Yes.
You know, Mary and I were talking about that. And, you know, you we'll have to have you back because, folks, right now when you hear Robin, you know, here she is. She is the president of Car Rental Express, but you had an international modeling career. I mean, you got a degree in anthropology and archaeology. I mean, you got the family business. There's so much to talk about there. Clearly, you're making a career in the car rental sector of travel, which we appreciate. But Robin, very much appreciate a little bit of your time today. Give our best to your dad, Stan, and the CRX team.
I will
have
indeed,
a nice weekend.
And thank you both very much.
And thank you.
Thank
take
you.
Care now,
take
right?
care, Robin.
Okay. Be well. Bye-bye. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
All right, Mary. Well, there's the conversation with Robin. Nice to connect.
Definitely a personal connection coming down the road.
And we'll see if we meet her when we're up there in Vancouver in a couple of weeks. So, folks, carrentalexpress.com, that's the website. Go spend some time there and see the various offers and where they are. If you have an experience with them, by the way, share it with us. We'll always love to hear about that. Send your comments to us using the Contact Us tab at rmworldtravel.com. We're going to step aside for some important sponsor messages. In about 20 minutes, we'll discover America together. But next, finding authentic food while traveling is the focus. 80% of today's broadcast is still to come, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Summer is time to be out enjoying every moment from sunup to sundown with the one accessory that makes this season even better. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry. Whether in the gym or enjoying the great outdoors, we love the 32 hours of battery life and multi-point connectivity, and at just half the price of other premium brands. So right now, get 15% off Raycon's best-selling Everyday Earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. You know, the rigors of travel wear on all of us, as do aspects of, well, everyday life. We've enjoyed a long-standing relationship with the Relief Factor team and Dr. Jerry Mixon for 11 years now, and this terrific product is the perfect remedy to get you feeling good again. First of all, it's all natural with four simple ingredients. If pain is affecting your life, join us to get yourself moving better, sleeping better, and feeling more alive by making Relief Factor part of your life. The daily supplement doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. More than a million people have turned to this product to feel the difference it can make in their lives, so go ahead, give them their three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95. Just call 800-4-RELIEF, or you can also visit ReliefFactor.com, and you can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less, and every day you feel better is a day you live better. ReliefFactor.com, or you can find a direct link by going to rmworldtravel.com and looking under sponsors. Well, we talk quite often about how a traveler can get a better feel for a new destination by interacting with locals. This is especially true in visiting foreign countries. Tim Leffel is the author of a couple books. One is called A Better Life for Half the Price. I love that title. And The World's Cheapest Destinations. He's an award-winning travel writer, and his blog is cheapestdestinationsblog.com, where he recently wrote about how food can offer a window onto a culture if you're a new guy in town, and I might add a way to meet other people. Tim, welcome to the show. What does a destination's food offering mean to you? What does that speak to you when you arrive in a new place?
Well, I think it gives you a window into the local culture and the local traditions and what's important to them. And also in some cases, like Mexico, where I live, it gives you a window into what life was like before the conquistadors arrived, you know, because a lot of the same ingredients are still being used today. And I just think if you look into the local food of a place, you'll really get a kind of a window into their soul, so to speak, and see what's important to people.
I don't know. It sounds like you don't have enough processed food there at your where you live.
Maybe processed food gives you a look at what's important in the U.S. as well.
Ah, true enough, true enough. Now, when did it hit you that food... Well, I notice you on your blog, you do what I do. I'll often go to local grocery stores, particularly in foreign countries, just to see what they're selling, because there's all kinds of stuff we don't sell here. Some that looks great, some that you don't understand. But when did it hit you that food is a window onto the soul of a place?
Well, my first travel experience was backpacking around the world, which is, it kind of forces you into local food because you're on a budget. And so you need to eat what's reasonably priced locally. And that's whatever the local workers eat. So you end up at a lot of street food stalls and local markets and things like that. And always felt like when I talked to people who were on vacation in a place, they didn't seem to have as much insight into, the culture as I did and didn't seem to know as much about the food. And I think if you're on a budget by nature, that kind of throws you into the middle of it. Instead of being at a tourist restaurant, you're at a place, you know, where the tables beside you are filled with people who just got off work. So I think that's kind of an interesting juxtaposition there. And then I just try to continue that no matter what my budget was, trying to really find the authentic places rather than the ones that are just made for people getting off a cruise ship or whatever.
So you're basically looking at the kind of people who are frequenting a place if you walk by or you're looking in a window or even if you step in and take a look. And if you find they all look just like you, you're going, well, this, you know, I'm not from here. I don't want to eat with everybody who looks like me. So you're looking at the people, the locals, and where they're eating.
Yeah, and I think that gives you a more authentic version of the local cuisine as well, because they often, in spicy places especially, water it down for foreigners or make it just more bland in general. And or, you know, in the case of a place like Italy, maybe they're giving you your idea of what Italian food should be instead of what the local people are actually eating in their homes. And so if you can get away from that, even just two or three blocks away, usually that's enough.
Well, I mentioned in the introduction, I couldn't agree more, by the way, I mentioned in your introduction, Tim, that it may be a great way to meet people as well over food, strangers in a restaurant. It's happened to me, and I presume it's happened to you.
Yeah, for sure. And I've done a couple bike tours through the countryside and different places in Europe. And it's great if you just turn up at a little cafe in a village and all of a sudden, you know, you're thrown into the mix with people who live there. And it's a great way to meet some local characters and get an eye into what village life is like. And if you're just passing through, you don't really see that. And so, yeah, it's sometimes those are your best memories, too, of, you know, the ones that are most vivid in your mind 5 or 10 years later.
And I don't think we should limit this necessarily to foreign destinations. I mean, the food in the American South is very different than the food in the Pacific Northwest. It's very different than the New England offerings. So I think this is good advice for just about any destination that is new to you.
For sure. I was in Lafayette, Louisiana a few years ago, and several of the local people told me that one of the best ways to find their traditional cuisine is in gas stations. Who would have thought, you know? But they have these places serving food next to every gas station, and it's the real deal, you know, the real Cajun food. And so you never know. You have to ask around.
That is absolutely true. There are out west, too, there are gas stations that serve very good food. I think there's even one that's, you know, considered, you know, Michelin star worthy. Yeah, don't pass up all the gas stations, just the ones that look like they all sell the same bad food, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Tim Leffel is, his website is called Tim Leffel, that's spelled L-E-F-F-E-L. But I would send you to his blog, cheapestdestinationsblog.com. There are all kinds of interesting stories there. Tim, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Rudy.
We'll be right back.
The The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
True Home Security is having a system that's proactive, not just reactive. Old school security systems only react once the damage is done. But SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. You'll get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free at simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find that link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors, because there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection for your home or small business called simplisafe.com/carry. With summer here, are you traveling more? Maybe while you're away, others have stayed at home. How about making sure your place is secure 24/7 and also give yourself some peace of mind? What does feeling truly safe at your place mean to you? Not just an alarm that sounds after a crisis, after your peace of mind is shattered. True Security is having a system that is proactive, not just reactive. Old school security systems only react once the damage is done, but SimpliSafe.com Carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Their innovative Active Guard outdoor protection uses smart AI cameras to spot suspicious activity, outside your place, and alert SimpliSafe's live monitoring agents, who can then see and speak directly to lurkers through the camera and call for urgent police dispatch in an emergency. That's real proactive defense, stopping criminals before they get in. This is the level of protection you and those around you deserve. Don't put this off. Protect what matters most and get your peace of mind today, and get 50% off your system with professional monitoring, plus your first month free at simplisafe.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. You know, on this show, we've long had a broad definition of travel. I've often said you can be a tourist in your own town, but today we've got a well-credentialed professional on the subject who has creative ideas about how to do that and also why.
Dr. Andrew Stevenson is a senior lecturer in psychology at Manchester Metropolitan University in England, and one of his books is actually titled The Psychology of Travel. Andrew, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Let's start with two things. Why do we like to travel, and do we make a mistake if we only think travel means going long distances away from our home?
Well, that's a very good question. Two very good questions. Why do we like to travel? I think people travel for two reasons. The first one is self-improvement and to try and learn about a new culture or a new language or how to cook Mexican food, for example. But I suppose the main reason people travel is a hedonistic reason for fun and enjoyment. But you can actually mix those two together. So you can be both fun-loving and also try to improve yourself by learning something new. And I think we do make a mistake by thinking that the things that are furthest away are the most interesting. We can travel and experience new things in our own city, in our own country. And I think since the pandemic, lots of people have been rediscovering the delights of their own neighbourhoods and towns. But of course, there'll always be the lure of exotic travel as well, which makes us travel abroad most of the time, I think.
Well, what do we have to do to shift our thinking to make our hometown our hero, so to speak? What tips do you offer for making your hometown a little more interesting than you might think it is?
Well, I think one thing you could do is maybe try to experience your own town using different modes of transport, for example. Hmm. You could hire a bicycle for the day, or you could walk instead of driving, or you could take the bus instead of taking the train. The other thing you could do is you could get a tourist guide to your own city and see if you're missing out on anything that you normally see in your daily commute. You can learn quite a lot about all the different corners and nooks and crannies of your city by maybe reading what some of the tourist guides have suggested. But I think there's a lot to be said for just aimless wandering, what the old psychogeographers used to call drifting. And this goes back to the old character of the flaneur, which is basically means the drifter. And sometimes the drifting is just as interesting as the destination. So I think just keeping your eyes open, trying to be mindful of living the moment a little bit.
I agree so much with you. I mean, I lived in Washington, D.C. forever. And how often did I go to the monuments and museums? Never, because they're always there. So what the heck? It's my hometown. I want to go somewhere exciting like San Francisco or London. You have used a word that was new to me, psychogeography. What is that?
Well, psychogeography comes from literary tradition from the 1950s. And it's a mixture of psychology and geography, as the name suggests. But it's really a philosophy of trying to travel in the moment and trying not to worry too much about where you're going to end up, but experiencing different modes of travel and being open to new experiences. So it's about learning to be mindful and being in the present moment a little bit, and finding the joy in the everyday experiences of walking, or even visiting the laundrette can be just as interesting as going to the most famous art gallery, and maybe not taking the same photograph that everybody else is taking, so trying to be a little bit more thoughtful and mindful about the way that you travel, maybe slowing down a little bit as well.
I think that's the word, mindfulness while traveling. Looking at things with new eyes, I couldn't agree with you more. Dr. Andrew Stevenson is a senior lecturer in psychology at Manchester Metropolitan University, and he's the author of several books, among them The Psychology of Travel. Andrew, I really appreciate your joining us. Thanks so much for taking time to do so.
Thanks for having me, and have a great day.
Thank you. And we'll be right back with more Travel Talk right after this break. Don't touch that dial.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as Mary and I reconnect with all of you from RM World Travel Central, and we take you through these next 7 minutes of the show, we're going to discover America together, but first, we're sponsored by GoColette.com/United States.
As America turns 250, let's go. Whether your interests include the mountains, music cities, monuments, or main streets, America isn't something just to remember, it is something to experience.
Colette's been guiding travelers across the U.S. for for over a century now, and they offer tours and varieties to suit every type of traveler. Go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America great and travel unforgettable. Visit gocolette.com/United States for all the information, and you'll find some show specials, or rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, America certainly has some stunning roadways and countryside. A drive along any of our scenic byways is a great way to explore the country and to discuss some interesting options. We're being joined for today's Discover America segment by Mark Falzone. He's the president of Scenic America.
All right, Mary, here we go to Washington, D.C. Hello, Mark. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, great having you aboard with us this morning. So, you know, as we jump right into this to maximize our time together today, I think this number will surprise folks. I want you to go ahead and share how many scenic byways we have here to explore in the U.S. And if you could, just talk about how a road gets the designation of being a national scenic byway.
Sure. Well, first of all, the nationally designated scenic byways, which include all American roads and national scenic byways, there are 187 total. Of those 187, 37 of them hold the All-American Road designation, which is sort of the gold standard of scenic byways. But then beyond that, there's hundreds more that are designated by states and federal land management agencies.
And how do they get the designation? I think there's like a few qualifiers, but just give us a few.
Yeah, sure. There's actually six qualifications that's called intrinsic quality, and they need to have one or two of these, depending on the designation. It would be scenic, archaeological, cultural, historic, and natural and recreational.
Okay, great. Thanks. All right, so let's get through a few of these. So we certainly do have some iconic byways across our country. The Blue Ridge Parkway, Robert, you and I love that one in North Carolina and Virginia. That's the first one that comes to mind for me.
Done that many times.
Yeah, but Route 66, a National Historic Road, has a designated scenic byway portion in California, and since Route 66 is turning 100 next year as the country celebrates its 250th, just give us a few details about the scenic byway portion in California of the Mother Road.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, a lot of Route 66 is designated throughout the eight states that it crosses, but yeah, that California one is that Needles to Barstow portion of it, and you know, Route 66 is one of those legendary roads, as you pointed out. It turns 100 next year. I'm actually honored enough to serve on the Route 66 Centennial Commission that is a presidential commission. And so we're working to make sure that the Mother Road is celebrated properly and, you know, was established in 1926, of course, making next year the centennial. And it's just one of those Americana roads that everybody sort of...
Oh, it absolutely is. Yeah. We'll have to have more conversations with that because we're actually looking to do something
there. We might do something next
year. So I want to move us to Ohio, though, right now, and a scenic byway that is lesser known, you know, to many, I'm sure, but it does provide a unique way to explore a different part of America. And I'm talking about the Amish Country Byway. If you can you talk about portions of Ohio that this runs through, Mark, and what's offered along the route for travelers to go experience?
Yeah, well, that's one of those things where, you know, this is great for culture, right? So we're learning about a specific culture in our country, which is the Amish culture. And, you know, this is about simple living and learning about the Amish life. So, for example, along the road, you'll see the village of Walnut Creek. You'll see an Amish and Mennonite Heritage Center. There's historic homes and glass museums. And so this really offers a slice of a different culture that you can learn about while traveling the road in this beautiful area in Ohio.
So the next one I want to talk about, Robert and I have done a portion of this, but I believe the total length is more than 400 miles. This is another iconic one, the Natchez Trace Parkway from Mississippi to Tennessee. Just give us a couple of highlights of this one.
Yeah, so this is, again, this sort of has a lot of history and culture involved where, you know, the history of this goes way back to Native Americans who used this trail to for transportation. And then after that, early settlers used it. And then, lo and behold, today it's a highway, and so or a parkway in this case. Mm-hmm. And it's 444 miles. It goes from Tennessee through a little bit of Alabama and then traverses diagonally through Mississippi, and it follows that Natchez Trace, which is that historic path that has been used for centuries.
You see that so often with some of these roads. So one more today. We've got about 45 seconds, and it's one has spectacular scenery, and you can do it about 3 hours or so. The Acadia All-American Road in Maine. Share a snapshot.
Well, I mean, you know, look, it's summer, right? So Maine is a beautiful place to visit. And this really goes all throughout Acadia National Park. This is one of those All-American Roads, the Acadia All-American Road. And it is just a gorgeous place. Acadia National Park, of course, is one of the most visited national parks in the country. It's always in the top 10. And, you know, this is really a crown jewel where you get to see ocean views, but also some nice, you know, vegetation as well.
Well, I want to give folks the website, scenic.org, scenic.org. You can go get the full list of America's byways that will help you go discover America. Mark, this went by quick. You did a good job with us today. Thank you very much for that. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, there we are, a little bit of Discovering America, and that's how we're going to wrap Hour 1 today. Hour 2 is coming up in just a few minutes as we convene the National Communal Forum. There is so much more ahead as the fastest 2 hours in travel rolls on today, folks. Our voices are going to return to these national airwaves in about 7 minutes, so don't go anywhere. Don't forget you can catch us anytime, anywhere, and via our live stream at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.